Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those of you who are in the LA area, the call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else in everywhere else, including the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area right here, you can call in at toll-free 877-697-9725. And as usual, Producer Kina is in the chat room. And so if you want to log in, say hi. And if you have any questions, you can go ahead, type those in, and she'll make sure they get to me. So today I called the episode Look Back, Don't Stare. And there's an old saying that goes, those who forget history are doomed to repeat it. And while that is a common joke for, you know, those going to school, as in, okay, if you forget your history lessons, you'll repeat them or repeat the class, it's important to remember that there is really a lot of wisdom in that very simple statement. There's a whole piece of karma, which I will tell you is generally a very misunderstood concept. The popular idea is that, one, you do bad things now, bad things happen to you, and which isn't quite what it is. But there's another aspect to it that if we don't learn what it is we need to learn in this life, we're going to have to go through it again. The idea that the things that come into our lives, whether they be good or bad, are there for us to learn from. Yes, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could learn everything we need to know from only good things happening to us? Unfortunately, it does not work that way. When we look at the times where we really learned one of life's big lessons, I know it's true for me, and I'd be willing to bet it's probably true for a lot of folks. Those deepest, most profound lessons came at the price of a lot of very unhappy type of events in our lives. Those times that an action came back and bit us in the butt, and when we were doing it, we knew that it probably wasn't a good idea, but we did it anyway, and we ended up, you know, paying the price for it. What we learned was, wow, in that same situation, I think I would need to make a better choice. So when we look at the events as they string in our lives like a string of pearls, some of those pearls are beautiful, shiny, and just lovely. And other ones may be a little bit darker. But they're all a part of the string. And the strand would not be the same without each and every one. Not every moment is going to be perfect. And in fact, some moments can be absolutely horrible. That doesn't mean there isn't something profoundly important for us to learn from it. You know, the question, you know, there was a book that was written a long time ago that is still very valid, and it is an excellent book, Why Bad Things Happen to Good People. And looking at that aspect of, you know, the things that happen, the events that line up in our lives, and it's usually the hard ones that we remember most profoundly. But when we look back at it, if you take away all the shame, blame, guilt, hard energy, and look at it for an event, a lot of times, and usually only time can allow us to move into a place where we can do that, because it may take quite a while to be able to look back at something that was very hard and be able to find the wisdom that you gained in it? How has that event allowed you to be a stronger, wiser person? And sometimes maybe the only thing we learn is that that particular event did not break us. And, I mean, we all have those times where, I mean, you just figure, that's it. I'm at the end of my rope. I tied a knot, I hung on, and now I can't hang on anymore. I am done. And when we look back on our lives, when we think, wow, there was that other time that I thought I was done, but I wasn't. If it didn't break you then, it's not going to break you now. It can only break you if you let it. And, you know, I definitely do not take lightly what people are going through, because there are people going through some horrible, really tremendously hellacious things. You know, there's a lot of fear. There's, you know, people who, you know, maybe they don't know how they're going to pay their rent, you know, come the first of the month. Maybe, you know, there's someone who's sick and they don't have a diagnosis, or they do have a diagnosis and, you know, it's not good. And there's that frustration that I can't do anything, that feeling of helplessness. All of that is out there. But you know what? We also have hope. We have love. We have communities. We have support. We have the idea that none of us are alone in this. And while sometimes that little fact is really easy to forget, try to remember it. Because, yes, we do ultimately have to deal with a lot of stuff on our own, but that doesn't mean we can't get help when we need it. We got to ask for it. You know, it's natural to look back. I know some folks who are firm believers that, you know what, I just never look back. I don't think about the past. It's over. It's done. All I do is look forward, look forward, look forward, look forward. Which is, I mean, you know, that's a wonderful way to be if it works for you. If whatever you do works for you, I don't care if it doesn't work for anybody else. If it works for you, I love it for you. And, you know, maybe it's a little unorthodox, or maybe it's very orthodox. Maybe it's, you know, just as simple as good, clean living and strong spiritual practices and all of that, which is awesome. And maybe it's, you know, every once in a while you go out and play paintball and get your aggravations out, or whatever it is you do. Maybe you're a marathon runner. So whatever it is that works for you in a healthy way, that moves you forward, that allows you to deal with life, if it's good for you, I love it for you. And it's important not to be afraid to look back. Just don't stare. You can glance back there and go, let's see, I'm thinking about doing this way. Oh, but let me think back. I did it that way before, and it ended badly. What did I learn from that? Well, maybe that doing the exact same thing and expecting a different result is the definition of insanity. So when you look back, look at it from the point that you are observing it objectively, almost scientifically. Cause and effect. This was the action that I took, and this is the outcome. How does that relate to what I'm doing now? And that can work both in good or bad. You know, you can have fun, happy stuff. Wow, I look back and I remember when I was in this situation, I did this, and it came out absolutely wonderful. And I'm going to do that again, because that was awesome. And it may not come out exactly the same, but and it could be better. It's especially important for those places that were not so happy and were not so fun. And when we take a look at, you know, those times in our lives when it really, for lack of a better term, sucked, You know, I have the saying, it's fun till it isn't, and it sucks till it doesn't. But when it sucks, sometimes it feels like it's going to suck forever, especially if it's one of those really, you know, heavy type of things that are going on. It is temporary. It will pass. And it'll pass a lot faster if you figure out what it is that you're meant to learn from it. What are the choices that could become really powerful choices that you can make based on what's going on? You cannot control the circumstances that happen from the perspective of what anybody else does. What you can control is how you perceive it and what you take a, you know, how you look at it. What is the story you put with it? Do you have a, and I mean, we all have them, and you go into that place of, okay, I'm going to look and see what the lesson is in this. But then you get caught up in the story around the event, and you get caught in shame, blame, guilt. Oh, man, you know, this particular action, you know, was taken, and it ended badly. And the problem is that you fall into the trap of, oh, man, I was just so stupid. Oh, you know, I shouldn't have done it that way. I should have done this. I should have done that. You know, I just didn't get it, and I was so stupid, and I felt really bad about it. Okay, yes, fine, that's all true. But that isn't what you're meant to take from that. You're not meant to take shame, blame, and guilt. You're meant to be able to take from that experience, okay, I learned something really, really important with that. And as hard fought as that knowledge is, as, you know, difficult as attaining that wisdom was, I'm going to make certain I take it to heart. It's not about looking back to play the I'm not a good person game. Actually, it's about looking back, going, wow, in that moment, that was a choice that I made. And from that, I learned so much. And I'm not falling in that trap again. And this is going to help me be a better person from this point on. And, you know, it's, just because something passes doesn't mean that it will pass without some difficulty, like kidney stones. Kinda can send me these little notes every once in a while, you know, while I'm speaking, and she put up, it will pass, like kidney stones. Why, yes. Sometimes it will pass as gently and sweetly as you please, almost to the point where you don't even notice it. And at the other end of the spectrum, it's like passing a kidney stone. And for those of you who have dealt with kidney stones, and I know there's a lot of them out there, you know exactly what I mean. It is really, really unpleasant, and there's no way around it. And sometimes, emotionally, that is the level of pain that we can go through as we let go of something, as we let it pass. It'd be almost as if, you know, you were clenching up to keep the kidney stone in there just because you knew. It's like, well, you know, if I try to let it go, it's going to hurt. Well, you know what? If it stays up in there and gets bigger, it's going to hurt anyway. Yeah, producer kind of just loves it when I bring up her little comments. So, and it's I do so because it's a tremendously important insight. And it was something, and actually I'm glad she mentioned that, because it really brings home the fact that just letting something go isn't always a painless process. Sometimes we have to deal with weighing the pain that we endure holding on to something, which while maybe it is not as intense, it is there and will ultimately have to be dealt with, or step into the fire and deal with that pain full on, because even though it's going to be intense, it's going to be a lot shorter. by letting it go, allowing it to pass. It doesn't serve you to hold on to the hard story around the tremendously valuable lessons that we had in life. Looking back is not a bad thing. Just don't let me catch you staring. Don't become a deer in the headlights in this past moment, this one past moment. You look at it, perceive it, own it, study it, know it as intimately as you possibly can, and then you let it go. Try to remove the pain before you learn what it is that was behind it. More than likely, it's just like you pull off the top part of a weed. If the root is still there, you may not be able to see it for a while. You won't be able to perceive it, but it is there, and it will come back. It is our nature to want to avoid being hurt. There's nothing wrong with that. It is, I would say, if I had to choose between being hurt and not hurting, okay, I'll take not hurting, please. Yet I understand that there are times when I look at something and I go, oh, man, oh, this is going to be unpleasant. I know that this is going to be unpleasant. I know that I have to step up into that because I know that something very cool is waiting on the other side. I just have to deal with that painful, unpleasant part. Because is that not the entire nature of bringing new people into this world? Labor is not fun. It has varying degrees of intensity, and, you know, sometimes it can be not so bad, and other times, wow, unbelievably unpleasant. But at the end of it, no matter how much the pain is, in the back of your mind, you know that there's something wonderful that's waiting on the other side, something that you have been working towards, something that you have been focused on and dreaming of. And then that wonderful thing happens, and then the amazing part where suddenly that pain is not more important than what you ended up with. And for any out there who are parents, you know what I'm talking about. And yes, it's the next two decades or so of varying degrees on the pendulum of, oh, my God, these are the most adorable things, I love them, and, oh, my God, how can I so not connect with this being that really does not understand all I want is for it to be happy. You know, those conflict places come in because that is the nature of the life that we have. We don't get to just stay in everything happy. That pendulum is going to swing back and forth from really happy to really lousy and everything in between. And those really lousy parts, when we look at them and figure out, okay, how can I avoid that happening again? What is the power of my choice? And how can I choose to react to that situation differently? Because going through the process, fighting that fight, going into that place of accepting, okay, this happened, I can't change the fact that it happened, and I can't change whatever role I played in it. I can turn it into something that will make me a better human being. If you have someone who has an alcohol addiction, and you followed them around, and every time they picked up a drink, you took it away from them. Every time they picked one up, took it away. And you did this for days, weeks, months, years. You could say, okay, this person is not drinking. No, they're not being allowed to drink. They do not have choice. But one day you're not there, and that drink is sitting there. And that person needs to know that they are stronger than their desire to take that drink. But if they've never had to face that fight, they don't know it. We don't know it. And yes, that fight can come again and again, over and over again, and it will continue until you choose to react to it differently. Yeah, you know, I have a friend who would always complain that whenever she went home for the holidays or any family event, there was always one cousin that she would always get into a fight with. And she always told me, well, I'll be standing there and, you know, and she'll come up and she'll say something and I'll say something back, and we always get into the same fight and walk away and we don't want to speak to each other. And it's like, okay, it happens exactly the same way. She goes, it happens exactly the same way every time. I said, and you do exactly the same thing? Well, yeah, because she does the same thing. And I said, okay, if neither one of you do something different, I'm pretty certain that you are going to continue that cycle. And if that's what you want, fine. If that's what you're looking for, okay. I said, do you want a different relationship? She goes, well, yeah, I would like a different relationship. I said, well, conflicts. What do you learn from them? Not just that, well, she started it. No, that's not what you learn. And so she thought about it. And I got a call from her. She had a family get-together, and the cousin came up. And it was usually about the same old argument. A comment would be made, and then it would, you know, they were off to the races. And she, you know, the cousin came up, made her typical statement. And my friend stopped and said, you know, I remember when we were little, God, we were close. You were closer to me than my own sister. And I really miss that. By making a choice to react differently. And she said that within minutes they were both in tears and holding on to each other and letting go of the stupid argument that was just one moment out of an entire lifetime. And she said they were going to get together at other times, that they didn't have everything worked out, but at least they had a doorway that was open. If you don't look back, you don't have a chance to see how far you've come. Because sometimes we need to remember how far we've come. You're not the same person you used to be. And you can choose in each and every moment to be different. You can't control what other people do or how other people react. You can control how you respond to it. And if you respond to it in a way that later on you think, you know what, maybe that wasn't my best choice in that moment, you can look at it and say, okay, how could I have made that different? And then when the situation comes up again, try a different way. Maybe that one works, maybe it doesn't, but you try it again. Each time, trying something a little different, fine-tuning it. And at some point, it kicks in. At some point, you get the outcome that you were really looking for. Don't be afraid to look back. Never be afraid to look back. Just don't get locked in. Because what's back there has its greatest value in helping you figure out how to manage what's ahead. Sometimes the key to the happiest possible future comes through looking back into maybe a not-so-happy past, seeing what it is that the lesson is, what is the gift that was underneath all the yuck and all the story, because there is something in there. There is a little shining diamond that's underneath all that. And maybe all you learn is that really that was not strong enough to beat you. It may have taken you to your knees, but you got up and you kept on going and you kept showing up. And sometimes maybe the only thing we learn is that you could survive it. But that's a pretty important thing to learn, because there's always going to be stuff that's going to challenge us. Each and every day, something could come in new, a financial worry, a relationship worry, a career worry. We're all going through it, each and every one of us. And knowing that each and every one of us are going through it makes it a little bit better. Because if somebody else can survive it, so can you. If you survived it in the past, you can survive it now. It's not about worrying about how you finish the race. It's each and every step. Life isn't a sprint. It's a marathon. And knowing how to manage it, knowing how to use the tools that you have, look at what you've got going for you as opposed to what's built up against you. And maybe those two lists seem a little uneven and heavy on the going against you side. But you do have those things that are going for you. Focus on that. I tried this before. It didn't work. I learned from it. Now I can use that knowledge to do something else. This can work across the board. You just have to be willing to let it, to give up the shame, the blame, and guilt game, to go, okay, if I take all of that yuck away from what the lesson was, I can take that and I can use it because that's a tool I can use. So look back, look forward, and be present in the now, because all three are happening at the same time. Choose your reality. Choose where you want to be. The statement, I reject your reality and replace it with my own. It doesn't make your reality a lie. It doesn't make it untrue. It makes it the reality of your moment. And that's the most important reality that you have, right here, right now. So you can look back if you want. Just don't stare. You can go there. Just don't pitch a tent. Use it as a tool to help you move forward, because that's why it came into your life in the first place. So I thank you all for sharing another Thursday with me. I'll be back next Thursday at 2 o'clock. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask, I will be logging into the chat room after the show. And if you would like to know anything more about me or arrange for a one-on-one consultation, you can contact me through my website, www.the-healing-house.com. And you can find out about things I'm doing. There are links to my meetup groups. And if you are going to be in the Bay Area on October 27th, I will be holding a service here at the Center for Creative Living in San Jose at 1460 Cole Circle, Suite C. Come around the back, and that's the entrance for the sanctuary. And I will be talking about creating the blueprint for the next year. In the Druidic tradition, the Samhain or Samhain, the Halloween season festival, that is the one that is the beginning of the new year. So if you'd like to meet me, and if you come in and say you're a Blog Talk Radio listener, you will get a free autographed copy of my book. So, as I said, you can reach me through www.the-healing-house.com. I wish you all blessings and balances and warm, and look back at the good stuff too, because that's very cool. But whatever you do, be yourself and be blessed. Everyone, have a wonderful week. Take care and bye-bye.